Radio presents Accessible Cinema, a program about media accessibility, sponsored by SubT Access, subtitling and audio description services for cinema, television, theatre performances and other live events. Accessible Cinema.
Raffi Radio, this is Francesca Raffi. Today we are going to know more about one of the main international events in the field of media accessibility, the 9th International Conference Media for All, that will be held online on the 27th, 28th and 29th of January 2021 and organized by Transmedia Catalonia. Raffi Radio is media partner of the event, so to know more about the new voices, new workflows and new technologies, among other things, in the field of media accessibility, we'll be listening to an interview with Pilar Orero, full professor of audiovisual translation at the Universidad Autónoma de Barcelona in Spain.
Red Film Radio.
Accessible Cinema.
Hi, Pilar. Thank you for joining us again.
Hello, good morning.
It's always a pleasure to have you here with us on Fred, Pilar. Well, first of all, we all know you are a world-leading scholar in media accessibility, and I was wondering, how did everything start? I mean, when, why, how did you decide to deal with accessibility, with media accessibility?
Well, thank you very much for inviting me, and it's always a pleasure to be here with you. Everything started many, many years ago when we learned that there were the possibilities beyond subtitles. So there was the possibility of sending an audio description or a subtitle for the deaf. And that was quite interesting because you opened the scope that we had from audiovisual translation. So we were only working with dubbing, subtitling and voiceover. And suddenly there were more services. And since we are in research at the university, we decided to research more on something that at the moment, at that moment, that's over 10 years ago, it was only a service that some people gave. There was hardly any training, there was hardly any research. So we actively, in my university, in our research group, decided to go for it.
So everything started from audiovisual translation, we can say?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. And we can say you have witnessed many changes in the field of media accessibility, of course. So speaking of past and present, Pilar, where is media accessibility right now, in your opinion?
That's very interesting because at the very beginning, media accessibility was very much a clinical issue. So we looked at who were the audience. And the audience were either deaf people or it was blind people or low-sighted, deaf and hard of hearing. It was that we focused on who was the person, who was the audience, and who was the audience thinking in these clinical terms. So you were either deaf or you were blind. There was no possibility if you being old, for example. There was no the possibility of you being a tourist in Japan, that even though you hear and you read, you can't understand anything that is written. Or you can't understand anything that is said because I don't speak or read Japanese. So
yes, of course.
I was both deaf and blind, though I could hear and read. So this clinical approach very quickly stopped being a clinical approach because also, I don't know if I can say that we made a mistake in that because we started at the university very fast testing with this type of audiences. So we looked who for our tests only for blind people, or we would get deaf or hard of hearing people to test, for example, reading speed. And to test reading speed, what we had to choose really was people who could read or not read, not people who were blind. Or who were deaf.
Yes, of course.
Yeah. So the reading is a category or is a label that is detached or should be detached from you being blind unless you cannot
Of course. It's something universal, we can say. I mean, yeah.
Exactly. So we should have really gone for choosing the audience for the tests on reading abilities, not on hearing issues.
On sensorial disabilities, let's say.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So that was, to me, that was one of the, and I am criticizing myself. To me, that was one of my biggest mistakes, is that we straight away chose the audience by clinical labels. And this has gone a lot. I think quite a number of scholars now is no longer labeling who is our audience by that.
Yeah.
And definitely for us at the university, this is the biggest change we've had in the last, say, 3 years. Because funding is no longer for people with disabilities. Mm-hmm. The funding that we get now to do research from Europe is very much in a very wide spectrum of who is the end user.
Yeah, I'm thinking of migrants, for example.
Well, you just put the finger. So now, for example, we have three projects right now. One is called So Close. Mm-hmm. The other one is Rebuild, and the other one is Traction. And these three projects look at accessibility, but not as accessibility as the object of a study. So we don't study accessibility. Accessibility is now a way, the means to give access to people to whatever. And people is, in this case, is for refugees or for migrants who can also be blind or deaf or whatever. And they have different reading abilities because, of course, they speak a different language or they read a different alphabet. So it is quite interesting how the focus of the funding is moved from accessibility itself to
people.
Over.
Yeah, to people.
Exactly. In a wider scale. So that's to me, a big shift. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes, and I was thinking about the title of the previous edition of Media for All International Conference, which took place at Stockholm University in 2019. And the title was Complex Understandings, while this year the title is Tomorrow's Mediascape. And I was wondering whether we have been moving from complexity to something else in media accessibility. I don't know. What do you think, Pilar?
Well, what I think is that you've researched very well your questions because, yes, you're absolutely right. While 2 years ago we were in this complex understanding of the mediascape, now we're moving into the opposite, into focusing on what, how each person can really personalize the technology to their own needs in each moment, because it's not the same to watch the news to watch a movie, for example. And if you can see that is already happening, for example, in the media player in Netflix or the media player of the BBC, you already have that subtitles can be bigger or smaller. You can also decide if you want to watch something faster or slower. So that type of personalization is going to increasingly grow into all types of all the features of media. So, for example, if not in the very near future, audio descriptions, you would be able to choose the voice if it is a female or a male voice, for example, and how fast this audio description would go. So that's the sort of thing you would be able to choose. Equalize the sound. So, for example, you would be able to put the bass higher or lower, and in that way, the comprehensibility of what is said, it would be higher. So, yeah, I think personalization, it's what's working. And in fact, this is what is being funded in the European Commission. We have two projects. One is called Mediaverse, is what we are playing, what we are doing now actually is understanding media elements as Lego bricks. And then you can activate these Lego bricks, these different components of technology for you at any given time. The other one is Helios. And again, we are also understanding how is this communication being established. So it's quite interesting that, yes, funding seems to lead us to our research, of course, and where we go. Yeah.
Yeah, so from complexity to personalization, we can say, okay.
Yeah, it's quite interesting because it's interesting. So complexity is like a white canvas, mm-hmm. Or a blank canvas, I think is called in English. Mm-hmm. In Spanish, it's white canvas. And personalization is just the opposite.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And yeah. Pilar, let's focus on this year's edition. Media for All will feature two keynote speakers. That will bring inspirational new ideas to the field. Would you like to give us a sneak preview of the keynotes and the main themes of the conference?
Yes. The conference, first of all, is online. Mm-hmm. And that is a big challenge. Mm-hmm. But we didn't want to go 100% online. Well, we didn't want to go online and live because that is too much of a challenge.
Of course. Mm.
So then we decided to go halfway through. So everything is recorded, and that allows us to have everything accessible. So everything is recorded and has subtitles. Mm-hmm. That's fantastic.
That's fantastic. Yes. Yes.
Also, everything will be there forever. And that is also even better because at the time, you heard something very good and then it got lost and mm-hmm. you couldn't quote it. Mm-hmm. And now in the future, we would be able to hear it as many times as you want. Mm-hmm. You would be able to make references to it and you will be able to quote it because these talks will be generating like academic or publications mm-hmm. in themselves. So that's fantastic,
because we
will have an academic asset mm-hmm. out of it as well. And the other thing that really was very annoying is that often when you went to a large conference like Media for All,
you have to choose.
You had to choose. And it was someone speaking exactly at the same time as this. Now you can choose and you can see or you can listen to as many as you want. So that's really, I think, is going to make a huge difference. And we've gone for two key speakers. And I'll tell you about one of them because mm-hmm. I find that it's very important. And I will be presenting Shadi Abu Zahra. Mm-hmm. He works on accessibility for the web. He works for W3C, www. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he is working in doing the standards for accessibility in web pages. Mm-hmm. And the importance of standards, up to now, standards were these boring documents that nobody very much cared. The issue now is that in Europe, at least, we have three pieces of legislation. One is the European Accessibility Act. The other one is the AVMSD, is the Audiovisual Media Service Directive. And the other one is the Web Accessibility Directive. And these three directives were passed in the last 2 years, the Accessibility Media, the AVMSD and the European Accessibility Act last year. Mm-hmm. And they have 3 years to be transposed to all the European countries by law. And one of the issues in that is that you have to secure quality in your accessibility service. Mm-hmm. And now, quality is a sticky word and one of the ways to make sure that something has quality or follows quality is to have a document like an ISO standard mm-hmm. or like the www mm-hmm. or, you know, the Y web accessibility standard, that if you fulfill the guidelines or the recommendations there, then the result from following these guidelines is that you would have something of quality. Mm-hmm. You may not fulfill every single recommendation. Mm-hmm. You may fulfill 3 or 7 mm-hmm. or 2 or 1. But at least if you fulfill some of the recommendations, you would be closer to what the W3C considers that is web accessibility. Mm-hmm. So you would be able, if you have a company, you can say, okay, I am fulfilling what is recommended by the W3C up to 80% and 95%. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that should be considered as quality. Yeah. Of course, the quality, the essence of quality is another story.
Yeah.
Because you can look at the time in a Swatch watch and in a Rolex.
Yeah, of course.
And they all give you the time. And as long as the time is the correct time, that's the, you know, the functionality will give you the right time.
Yeah, exactly.
So if now it's 12:24 mm-hmm. and whatever watch you're looking at yeah. is 12:24, yeah. it doesn't matter if it has diamonds mm-hmm. and gold, mm-hmm. but perhaps diamonds and gold is not what I like.
Yeah.
But you like diamonds and gold, and I don't like diamonds and gold. So what is it, quality for you, diamonds and gold, or 12:24?
Yeah. Is the quality the same for everyone?
Mm-mm-mm. Exactly. Mm-mm-mm. So we have to understand that one thing is style, one thing is fashion.
Yeah.
One thing, and the other thing is the functionality.
Functionality, yeah, of a given service.
And exactly. Mm-mm. So I think is the functionality is where we're going to get the quality measurements or benchmarking, not on the style.
That's interesting. That's interesting.
So that is what that's why we decided in this conference to go for Shadi, who is in W3C, because clearly to access any media content these days, you do it through either a television that. More often mm-hmm. now these days is a hybrid one, and it's an intelligent television or a pad or a PC. So really you end up hitting internet, and you do need to get to internet before you get to the content yeah. itself.
Yeah.
So this sort of like a middleware, this sort of a middle has to be accessible, and it is the first directive that is coming to be transposed to all European countries, and we have to face it. Mm-hmm. So that's why we thought we'll give, we highlight the importance of standardization across Europe, the European standards and the worldwide standards, and in this case it's W3C.
Mm-hmm. That's really interesting. Pilar, the program also includes pre-conference workshops. What is the focus of these pre-conference workshops?
Yes, the idea of the pre-conference workshops is to get, it's a sort of a training space where people can get to latest needs for training, specialized training into something. Mm-hmm. And that is because it is not easy to generate a full-fledged course into something that gives you at the end of the course a certification.
Mm-hmm.
That certification is complex, it's not easy to, but then media is moving so fast
yeah.
that we really need these very quick turnover courses to teach us very, very, very specialized areas. And that's why we've always in the Media for All conferences try to offer these short courses. It's only it used to be when it was face-to-face, a three-hour space or a morning or an afternoon. But it was very important for us to make sure that we offered state-of-the-art training.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It hasn't been easy, but we've organized also two social activities. One would be an amazing round table with songs, accessible songs, organized by Bridge Multimedia, and is going to be. I've listened to one, and it's, believe me, it's quality, and it's funny. And it lifts, and in times like COVID times that we are all locked up, locked in, it for 1 minute you forget it and it lifts you up. So that's fantastic. And the other thing is that we've organized a Kahoot. I don't know if you have ever done a Kahoot.
No. What is it about?
A Kahoot is like a trivia pursuit that we've organized. And then you can reply to the questions. The questions are really silly,
mm-hmm.
but hopefully will make you laugh or it will be informative in itself.
Mm-hmm.
So we've made this trivia, And then you can participate either with through your computer or your mobile phone.
Oh, that's great. So we'll have social events as well.
Yeah.
Okay, so, that's great.
So we've organized these two social events. So we're trying very hard. I mean, I think the person behind everything is Anna Matamala, my colleague. Yeah. She has worked so hard, and her team, she's worked really, really hard for this. And I have also, thank you, and Subti and Federico Spoletti, because you are also offering subtitles. I'm making subtitles for this.
Yeah,
so I have to thank you for that as well.
Thank you, Pilar. Thank you. We are looking forward to meet there virtually in Barcelona. Thanks again, Pilar. It's always a pleasure to have you with us on FRED, Pilar.
Thank you very, very much. It's always a pleasure to speak to you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
FRED Film Radio.
Accessible cinema.
We have just listened to an interview with Pilar Orrero to know more about the upcoming international conference Media for All that will be held online on the 27th, 28th and 29th of January 2021 and organized by Transmedia Catalonia. The program includes, as Pilar just said, speakers from all around the globe delivering both academic and industry presentations on a wide range of topics. The conference will be preceded by ARSAD and by an EZIT event. FRED Film Radio is media partner of these events, so don't miss our next interviews to know more about ARSAD, Media for All, and all related events. This is Francesca Raffi for FRED Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
FRED Film Radio.
FRED Film Radio presents Accessible Cinema, a program about media accessibility, sponsored by SubT Access, subtitling and audio description services for cinema, television, theatre performances and other live events. Accessible Cinema.
FRED Film Radio.
24/7 on FRED.fm and smartphone apps.